positive and busy at the start and quite compact and get off the marks as soon as possible and then rotate the strike. And I think I did that throughout my innings. You know, it certainly wasn't a highlight package. I had to work hard and do the nitty-gritty stuff and get a lot of singles and all that sort of stuff. But to come away with 100 in a must-win game is very satisfying. I knew if I batted for as long as possible, because it wasn't that easy a pitch to get in on, so the longer I was there for, the easier it was. And we had guys like Niall and Kevin who came in and scored at a run a ball or more, so I just kind of thought if I could bat for as long as possible, I'll have a score, and then the other guys can come in and play positively, and that's what happened.
At the end of the day, you scored 275. Looking at the pitch, you thought that was good enough a score to win this game?
Yeah, I think we would have liked maybe 300. I think they bowled very well in the last 10 and restricted us, but 275 on the pitch, you know, there hasn't been too many high-scoring games here at Harare Sports Club, so to get 270 is great, especially after Friday. But yeah, as a batting unit, we needed to perform after Friday, and we did that.
How important this win was, considering that the next game is against Afghanistan, and that's another must-win game for your side?
Yeah, absolutely. And Scotland have been playing some brilliant cricket. I think they've been unbeaten up until now, and we know them pretty well, so we know if we play well, we could topple them. And we know Afghanistan very well. They've had a bit of an up-and-down tournament, but we know they've got world-class players on their side, so we're going to have to be at the top of our game. And we've got a couple of days, I think, to rest now and then recharge the batteries to go for Friday.